Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tiger Green, former Green Bay Packer, what came to us from the Atlanta Falcons, and you should not just snot out of jokers. But ask
looks like he still could now.
Well, let me just say
I'm going to sit back in my chair.
Let me
so
just
I don't
say,
it's,
let me just say it's about
like
Tiger. Let me just say
anything.
It's about Tiger. Tiger's putting something different in his cereal.
You crazy fool.
In the morning, when you wake up, y'all ain't you and Tiger ain't putting the same thing in your cereal. You put in your cereal.
Well,
just eating his Wheaties, man.
See,
don't hate the player, just get in the game.
All right. So ask him a question.
So Tiger, the worst conditioning test that you can remember, it instantly takes you back to that place.
It easily when I was in Green Bay. I mean, we had to run six.
Was
four,
it six or four?
Six 440s.
Was it
under,
six? I thought it was
six.
Okay.
It was six under 60
worse.
Seconds. Which means our 220 split had to be about 23 seconds. When I was with the Falcons, we had to do a mile and a half in 15 minutes. When I was with the Dolphins,
even I could do that.
It was a mile and a half in 15 minutes. It was nothing, but easily in Green Bay, it was the hardest.
Because that immediate, those are like gassers that you don't even wake up from.
It was tough, and it was funny because we had a guy that got drafted in the fourth round. And I think DB made two of them, maybe two, three, bent over. And Forrest Gregg walks over there, and he goes, "Man, you're out of shape." And he sent him over to the trainer. So we thought he was just sending him over there to get it worked up. We come back in and I was like, okay, I guess this is pretty serious then, huh?
I better pass by and make sure I get all those times.
No,
huh?
You know what you think? I'm going to die here.
Yeah, he's gone.
I'm dying right here to make this team.
He never put on pads.
How many thoughts did you have of that? I'm going to die here with Forrest Gregg.
I liked Forrest. I was
We all liked him.
I was probably no.
Okay.
I was probably the only one of about maybe three. Kenny Stills and Tim, we loved Forrest. Forrest was a great guy. He was a little different.
He was cut from a different cloth.
He was cut from Lombardi, and if you played like they did back when Lombardi, Forrest was your biggest fan. But if you play like today, not so much.
He wouldn't have been a good Sean McVay style coach.
No, Forrest could not coach today. No way.
What do you make of the training camps these guys have nowadays?
I could have played 15 years. Easily. The way they're practicing now, 15 years easy. What we talk about, G, we had two-a-days for four straight weeks, every day, full pads, full contact. Every day.
You gotta be every day your manhood was challenged.
Every day. Monday morning and afternoon for four straight weeks, we were full gear every day.
There was no such thing
and it
as
was not
shorts.
Buttoned up. It was full go.
Full go, man.
Every day.
And if you stop going full go, they knew.
You're going to be like homeboy that didn't make the 40s. You're going to be gone.
Tiger, appreciate you stopping by, man, for a couple of minutes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.